It's 7:21. I can't believe all the calls we got about young people driving cars. It's crazy.
Right? So now do you feel terrible?
Especially when it's like they're calling, oh, yeah, I was 8 or 9 and I was driving stick and I still don't drive a stick.
I know.
That is one of those things I should learn.
It would be really fun to do it on the show. We could take you to like a big parking lot, maybe out at the airport.
You're going
to
teach me to drive stick?
I think we would end up not speaking. But
exactly.
Right?
I learned on stick. My mom made me learn on stick, and God, I was in tears.
Yeah. I have driven stick before. I just have not, since I learned to drive. Cars.
But my mom taught me to drive on an automatic, but she used 2 feet.
No,
I know, right? So, right foot, left foot.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, so you go to take your driver's test, and they're like, what are you doing? And it's like, right foot, left foot.
Right.
But I've had a couple stick cars.
Yeah.
I tried to teach my sister, and, after the tears and the screaming, it was like, never mind.
Yeah, see, what's funny is, we're getting caught, people who stole their parents' cars. I did not have the desire to drive. I didn't even get my permit as early as possible. I got my permit when I was, 16, and then I got my license.
Was it because you had good transportation or your mother drove you everywhere?
Because my mom would drive me, yeah.
Yeah, my mom was sick of doing that.
Right. Todd, were you, a young driver? No.
No, my birthday was in April, so I was, one of the younger in my class.
Oh, you didn't wait around?
No, I didn't. I mean, I got it when I could. At 16.
Well,
I got it at
16. I have friends' kids who
I passed
are
the first time, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, Blake
I
didn't.
Know. I, okay.
All right, I passed the first time. Blake, how many times did it take you?
It took me the second time.
Okay.
I only failed it once.
Okay.
Well, and I think it was my mom's fault. I've discussed this.
Wow.
Well, because she...
Throwing her under the...
I said... yeah.
What do you...
Under the Honda Civic at the time.
Under the Honda Civic.
1990 Honda Civic, yeah. I said to my mom, I have to... Because we would always go just a hair above the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is that okay? And she was like, yeah, it's fine. And I was like, okay. And guess what's not fine?
Mm-hmm. It's not fine when you're doing a test.
No.
Nope.
Not when you're taking the test. No. Nope. You're also not, even if it's the most direct way off the highway, you're not supposed to let your tires go over the white line on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because that's considered two tires crossing the line, or at least that's how the sergeant marked it down. Yeah.
Right.
Oops.
See,
Second time was easier.
The older we get, the more blasé, so we should not be teaching young drivers.
I know, right?
Kind of like, oh, yeah, they tell you to do that, but you don't have to worry about that.
I always do. Okay, so when you see a student driver, and you get annoyed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You get annoyed, but I also feel really bad because I'm like, that, as annoyed as I am, is nowhere near the level of anxiety in that car right now.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that kid has lost all circulation to his knuckles.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
The driver is probably going, I should have gotten a car with the extra brake,
Right.
And the kid's like, wait, there's another car on the road. Like, I've done this in parking lots with my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're out in the world.
Yeah, how about merge?
Right.
Or make a left turn from a stop sign,
not even a
light.
That's brutal.
Yeah. And by the way, adult drivers, I'm not talking about student drivers, licensed adult drivers, if you're merging, if you're on the entrance ramp on the highway and it says yield, you don't stop.
Right.
You keep going and merge and get up to speed as quickly as you can, and then you merge. If you stop on the ramp, it first of all, someone comes around the corner is going to hit you, and then I saw someone stop, dead stop on a ramp the other day, and I was like, oh, thank God I wasn't behind them, because you come around a corner when you're picking up speed, which is what you're supposed to do.
Had they wanted you to stop, they would have put a stop sign.
Right.
Thank you.
And it's sort of like game you're playing if you're on the right-hand lane. Like, you see the car coming up the ramp, and so either you just back off a tiny bit knowing they're going to slide in, or you ramp up knowing they're going to slide in behind you. But how about those people
that just stay right there?
Don't move
right.
And when there's no one in the other lane.
Right.
Or... they don't get in the game. They don't realize what you're trying to do.
We're having road rage, and we're not even on the road.
We're not even driving.
We're having off-road rage. We're having off-road rage.
All right.
Okay, Todd's got to go on TV.
All right.
Do the forecast. Hurry up.
All right, fine. Chill. Partly sunny this morning, and then mostly cloudy this afternoon, with some scattered showers around, too. High temp 60s coast, 72 degrees inland tomorrow. Again, a pop-up shower possible, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 70s. And Thursday looks real good. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s. By the way, Friday, 80 degrees.
Wow.
Nice. Yep, can't nice. Wait.
Yep.
So I had to call the bank yesterday to cancel a card. Be completely my fault.
Oh.
But I did something stupid, which I will admit to.
Oh, good.
Because Kyle's out of town and not listening. next in 3 minutes.
Blake and Eva